Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
That's right. Kanye West and Mike Pence have something in common.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. They ran into what we like to call groupthink.
Ooh, Chad, tell us what groupthink is, please.
Groupthink is what took place the other day with old Kanye in Sacramento, California. Kanye does what Kanye does. First of all, he shows up an hour and a half late. You should know this going into it. Many of these big stars aren't going to be there on time. It's not just a Kanye thing. It's not. So slow your roll on that. Many big stars show up late. But after his third song, he went on a rant about political stuff and talks about all kinds of things, including the fact that he would have voted for Trump even though he didn't vote for anybody, and that he, you know, is wants to give him a chance and blah, blah, blah. Here, take a listen to this.
Beyonce, I was hurt. Because I heard that you said you wouldn't perform unless you won Video of the Year over me and over Hotline Bling. In my opinion, now don't go trying to diss Beyonce. She is great. Taylor Swift is great. We are all great people. We are all equal. But sometimes we be playing the politics too much and forgetting who we are just to win. Winning. Looking cool. Looking cool. Being cool. All that, bro. I've been sent here to give y'all my truth, even at the risk of my own life, even at the risk of my own success, my own career. I've been sent here to give y'all the truth. Jay-Z, call me, bro. You still ain't called me. Jay-Z, call me. Hey, bro, Jay-Z, I know you got killers. Please don't send them at my head. Just call me. Talk to me like a man. Right now, press. Get ready to write your passive-aggressive LeBron James racist comments. Season 4 racist comments. Get ready to have a field day, press. Get ready. Get ready. Because the show's over.
Oh, now that's, first of all, you're at the show. It's song number 3. I don't think Kanye is discount tickets. What do you think, Phil? You think you're paying, what, low ball, about $100, $150 just to get in the arena?
Absolutely, and I would have been irate.
Yeah, I would have been irate, too. I absolutely would have lost it. But Kanye did 3 songs and said that. People are pissed at him. They've attacked him, saying, of course you walk off stage. Of course you did this, that, and the other, because you talked about Donald Trump, and everybody hates you, blah, blah, blah. First of all, he ran into groupthink. He ran into what so many people out there are running into now. Those kids wearing the safety pins, they're on the street, they're pitching, they're yelling. He ran into groupthink. Got to think like us, because if you don't think like us, we can't like you, because your opinion is wrong. Now, it was wrong that he walked out. He canceled the rest of his tour, by the way, right afterwards. It was wrong that he did that. But groupthink is wrong as well. You go from there to what Mike Pence went through when he went to see the show Hamilton. If you don't know the show Hamilton, you need to just get outside of wherever it is you live and start trying to experience certain things. This is Schoolhouse Rock, but for adults. You know, this is an amazing show. It is a hip-hop version of Kind of Through History, and it is incredible. And if you don't know what it is, you should see it. But he went there, the vice president-elect, with his family to watch Hamilton, the hardest ticket to get on Broadway, by the way. It is a 2-year wait for the average run-of-the-mill folk. He is not that. But he went there, and the cast decided that they needed to address him after the show.
We are the diverse America who are alarmed and anxious that your new administration will not protect us, our planet, or defend us and uphold our inalienable rights.
So, look, Broadway is, you know, I mean, these are actors. These are you know, predominantly left-wing, left-leaning people. But you've also got a lot of diversity there, LGBT. And by diversity, I just mean, you know, whatever the left-wing wants to call it. You've got a lot of people there that aren't your, you know, what middle America would call as normal. But they are. They're just good people. You got gay, you got straight, you got black, you got white. You got, you know, people are religious and not religious. You got everything there. Now, you don't have a different mindset, which is where real diversity is. But you got everybody there. And they felt the need to address it. And at time, look, I think there's a time and a place for everything. I thought what Kanye does, when I go see a concert, I don't want to hear your opinion about anything. If you want to speak to a magazine, if you want to give a press conference, if you want to get on a radio show, if you want to do those things and people want your opinion, that's it. Could you imagine going to a movie and halfway through the movie, they stop and turn and give you their opinion and they go continue on acting? You'd be like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen. I want to see you do it. Could you imagine sports, right? LeBron's got the ball. He goes to give a three-pointer, turns around and looks at the camera and starts talking about his political beliefs. You'd be like, huh? Tom Brady, you know, drops back to pass, tells everybody, hold on. I got to tell a story about something. You'd be like, no, I want to see you play. I want to see you do your thing. There's a time and a place for everything. I think the time and the place is not there. But groupthink came. They booed Mike Pence. The crowd booed him. I think in a cordial way they addressed him. I think they kind of lectured him. But I don't think they did it in a way that I don't think they did it in a horrible way. But I think the best thing for them to do was to bring him back and talk to him backstage. You're not going to win any friends that way. You're not. And the booing, it's stupid. That's, again, groupthink. That's exactly what it is. It's groupthink. Oh, everybody else is clapping? I should probably clap too because I shouldn't like you. Because if I don't, people are going to be like, why isn't he clapping? It's very communistic. It's very dictatorship in a lot of ways. It is. If you there are stories for people, again, groupthink, where you've heard stories about Saddam Hussein and the likes of you know, Stalin and the likes of, you know, any of these horrific leaders that Castro's were famous for it too. Kim Jong-il and Un were famous for it, which is you better not be the last one clapping or the first one. You better be the last one. Everybody claps for as long because they're fear of not. You better clap and you better clap as long as everybody else. Oh my God. It's groupthink. This is what it is. Pence and Kanye for one night were in many ways the same. They faced the wrath of people who don't like what they say or believe. Pence is a Christian conservative who, you know what, has tried some things in Indiana and he felt the wrath of it in the political correctness of it all. I don't think he hates the LGBT community. I think he has a belief system. And because his belief system doesn't jive with people, this is what it is. I don't think he's anti anybody. I think he has a belief system that differs. Kanye West had big cojones to go on stage to a predominantly African-American crowd that was young and left-leaning and say, I'd have voted for Trump. We got to stop this kind of politics. We got to worry about other things. That's the thing that made me laugh. For one night, they were the exact same. For one night, they were facing groupthink, which is out there. It's everywhere. That's what it is. They just know they have their opinion, and as far as they're concerned, their opinion is all that matters, and you better be part of that opinion. Otherwise, you will feel the wrath of them at you. That is what they give you. It's sad but true. It is sad. Go to any, I mean, look, I'm not going to boo any president. I'm not. I tell everybody, Barack Obama's my president. January 20th, he won't be my president anymore. I respect the office because I'm an adult. I respect the man because I think he's a good man. I respect Donald Trump. I respect Mike Pence. I respect Joe Biden. I respect our leaders because I am an adult. Do I like what they do all the time? No. Will I criticize them? Yes. Will I give credit when credit is due? Absolutely. But I'm an adult. This is what adults do. And it's amazing to watch the groupthink and the fear factor of, oh my God, he doesn't believe what we believe. We better boo him. Boo! You should believe what we believe. I'm here to tell you right now, diversity, they've got it wrong for years of what diversity is. They've absolutely got it wrong for years. They've been telling us it's about our sexual identity or what we even identify as, you know, as a person, gender. They've been telling us it's about the color of our skin. They've been telling us it's our religion. They're wrong. Diversity is about thought, opinion, your mind, my mind. That's where it really is. If I have a different thought process than you do, a different opinion than you do, a different way that I see the world, I can learn from you, you can learn from me. The more that we learn, the less relevant all the other stuff is. Why people react the way they do is because of fear. Diversity isn't about any of those other things that people will tell you about. Diversity is about thought and opinion. When you take away thought, when you take away opinion, when you scold people who think differently than you do, you're not diverse, you're not open-minded, you're a bigot. I love listening to other people's opinions. I'm not right about everything. I will find stuff out that I didn't know. I will also show people things that they didn't know. And we learn from one another. But if you're going to base everything on the on a skin color or sexual identity or any of these things, that's not going to get you anywhere. It is until you start to allow people with different ideas and opinions into a crowd that you start to realize that, okay, you know what? We're different, but we're a lot the same. And that's when you see growth. Not check a box by your color, check a box by your sexual identity, check a box by your religion, check a box by your gender, the gender you think you are. Check, that's nothing. Get rid of the boxes and be open-minded for real. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chad@chadbensonshow.com. Love when you text the show, 323-538-2423. Let's see. I've got something here that is so good, but I think I need to take it a little bit longer. I really do. I just can't do it next, but I will tell you this. Coming up, something that will talk about insanity of political correctness. Chad Benson Show.
Yo, you know what this is, boy.
Chad Benson.
Always text the show, 323-538-2423. I forgot to say that. Pence had the best response, by the way. He was walking out. People were booing. And, of course, he just got to talk to him. He's with his son. And Pence said, you know what, son? That's what freedom sounds like. I don't think people realize that. That was fantastic. It's a great response. Another texter writes in, okay, very nice summary of Hamilton incident. I think wrong place for an okay discussion. If they really want to have a reason to believe that Pence and Trump will come after them, have to worry about it because it's all about groupthink. It is all about groupthink. Look, groupthink is, you know, let's not. Again, groupthink is everywhere. And it's for all of us, right? How many of you out there who are conservative have a ton of friends that are ultimately extremely liberal? Probably not a lot. Probably not. That's just truth. That's truth. We tend to hang with people that we're comfortable with, who have the same kind of interests and the same kind of beliefs. And the friends that you may have that are a little bit more liberal or whatever, they were probably friends you grew up with. And because of the length of time that you've known them, you, whatever. I have friends that are extremely liberal and I have friends who are extremely conservative. And I love them both. I think they're great. But we've got to start thinking outside of the box. We've got to start thinking more than just X, Y, and Z. You're ABC, I'm X, Y, and Z. You stay over here, I'll stay over here. We got to stop that. And it's funny because I love learning, right? I live to learn. If you're not learning something, you're dying. Every day you should be learning something new. Every day you should be expanding your mind. Every day you should be expanding your horizons. Every day you should be learning something new. And that includes learning about things that you don't know about. And remember, fear is a huge factor in why we don't often see people interact who are liberal or conservative. Because I don't know what they think. I don't know who they are. People are afraid of people who are gay. I'm like, why would you be afraid of anybody who's gay? My best friend, my business partner, my producer. I love them both. They're like brothers to me. I just don't get it. But fear for a lot of people, it's a fear thing. They fear what Trump and Pence may or may not do. They fear these things. And because of that fear, they lash out in the only way they know how. We've got to stop groupthink. We've got to stop doing the things that we've done. It doesn't get us anywhere. I'd read a new Gallup poll today. We are further apart than we have been in forever. We are divided. And we shouldn't be. I have friends who are very liberal, and I have friends who are very conservative, and they're friends. And the funny thing is, they've got a lot more in common than just their political beliefs that are different. But everybody thinks, oh, well, no. Yes, one of them is extremely liberal progressive. The other one is very conservative, but they've got 75% of the rest of their life that they care about their children. They care about education. They care about having a good job. They care about health care. They may go about it in a different way, but they have the same cares. They love sports that they play. They love the same kind of movies. They love the same kind of music. It just happens to be that they differ in a few areas. But that's the way we do it nowadays, where you don't read 100%. Bah! Open your mind. Expand your reach when it comes to human beings. And you'll be better for it. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. I want to touch on Donald Trump's outlining of his first 100 days, and then I have the greatest stupidity ever. Ever. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
The Trumpster, the Donald, the president-elect is outlining his first 100 days and things he wants to do. Realize that the first 100 days is where you set the agenda of what your presidency is going to look like. You're going to set this agenda of how you think this is going to go, how this is going to shape up, how this is going to break out for you. This is what you do. He used an online brief outline of some of his proposals. Let's take a listen to some of this.
Provide the American people with an update on the White House transition and our policy plans for the first 100 days. Our transition team is working very smoothly, efficiently, and effectively. Truly great and talented men and women, patriots indeed, are being brought in, and many will soon be a part of our government, helping us to make America great again. My agenda will be based on a simple core principle, putting America first. Whether it's producing steel, building cars, or curing disease, I want the next generation of production and innovation to happen right here on our great homeland, America, creating wealth and jobs for American workers. As part of this plan, I've asked my transition team to develop a list of executive actions we can take on day one to restore our laws and bring back our jobs.
All right. Well, you know what? I mean, look, I got to be honest with you. That sounds good, right? He wants to produce stuff here. He wants to make this place innovative place that people want to land. You do realize that for all the greatness that we have, other countries are trying to do all they can to catch up to us and steal much of our brain power. The fact that that the innovation is there. And by the way, the likes of Silicon Valley and the big tech giants are doing what they can to endear themselves a little bit more than they did as the election and the run-up to the election with the likes of Donald Trump. So it'll be interesting to see. But to me, I'm listening to that, and all I hear is, hey, this is a guy who wants to do something right for America. I don't find a problem with that. I love the fact that somebody wants to do right for America. I said earlier, as did several other people, including the current president, Barack Obama, who said the one thing about Trump is he's not an ideologue, meaning he's not just about I have one set of thought patterns. I think what you're going to find is Trump is at times going to work more with the Democrats than he will the Republicans. I think when there's a fight, it'll be big. But I think there's going to be times when he will be more with the Democrats in some stuff. He's talking about infrastructure. He's talking about a lot of these things, you know, putting America back to work to try to make America great again, things they gravitate to. And this is going to be the first time where you're truly going to find somebody that, yes, while he's got an R by his name, while he has that, he also is very much an independent thinker. He's not driven by ideology. He's going to do what he thinks is right. And we've not had that in politics in forever and a day. Somebody sacrificing so much and doing what they think is right. And now this is, in many ways, this is a great social experiment, right? We've got somebody with zero political experience in the highest office, not only in the land, but in the world. And it could go bad. It could become incredible. And we may go, this is what we need. Somebody who's willing to rise above the fracas and the screaming and the yelling and the lobbyist and the money and the me. But it sounded like that. He wants to make America great again. He wants to put people back to work. He wants to have something that is going to be good for everybody, not just a few people. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. I'm interested to see what he does. I did. I really am. And, you know, again, you know, you've got people right now that are what? 5 out of 10 people in America say they can only afford $100 for insurance. 2 out of 10 say they can afford $300. And 3 out of 10 said they can't afford anything. That's a struggle. The economy is you know, I mean, it is petering out at times. It thinks it's going to get going, and then it slows down again. It's scared of its own shadow. We are struggling. Things are more expensive. We're making the same. But what happens when things become more expensive? You fall behind. That's why he is in there. Because on the path to the presidency, even though there was screaming and yelling, and even though there were times when it was really uncomfortable, there was also times when he would look at the camera and said, but I'm going to help you get a job. I'm going to make America great again. I'm going to bring jobs back to the country. I'm going to fix the regulatory issues that are out there. I'm going to do this. Even though there was times when he was crooked Hillary, he was telling the people, this is what I want to do to get us back to work. And he did it in the areas where people were struggling. And they voted for him. He had a plan. He executed his plan. And he won. It's as simple as that. Speaking of plans. Now, at first, I didn't believe this, Producer Phil. This is the dumbest idea I've ever heard, but this goes to show you. Last week, we talked about, was it mansplaining?
Right.
There's a mansplaining line in Sweden where if a man addresses a woman in a workplace about something she may already know, and maybe even know more about that to that man, they call that mansplaining, and there's a line where you can call.
Hello there, you know, this person mansplained to me about stuff that I already knew, hoop-de-hoop-de-hoo. And then a flap de floop de hoop de.
Oh, for sure. You know, we got the mansplaining line. We played it for you guys. Well, right now, mansplaining is still up there because people in Sweden are calling, but it's not women, it's men who are bitching about women, which I think is hilarious. But this happened. They had a massive snowfall. In fact, the biggest snowfall they've had in 111 years. It was taking place over there. And I couldn't believe it. I had to look like 20 different places to make sure this was real. Because I'm like, there's no way this is real. Now, if you know anything about Sweden, Sweden is very much a leftist kind of utopia, right, where not everybody makes a lot of money and they, you know, I mean, you hear, you know, taxes are ridiculous and nobody ever starves and everybody gets treated okay, but at the same time, nobody really ever gets ahead and anybody who has a chance to get ahead gets the hell out of there. And it's groupthink. I'm like, there's no way this is true. This just cannot be true. It can't be possible. So they had a record snowfall, and the Green Party worried about equality in snow plowing. Now, okay. Equality in snow plowing. Think about that. Soak that up for a second, and I'll get back to you. All right, they worried about it in such a way that makes you just shake your head. So over there, women tend to walk more than men, and they tend to ride their bikes. Men tend to be in cars more. They thought it was unfair that the way that they were doing snowplow. So what they did is they decided to themselves, selves, oh, for sure, you know what? It's not very fair the way do we do this. So why don't we do this right here? We'll take it and we'll snoo to plow the thing of the hoopty. And then we'll whoop the ham to hoop day, and we'll let the women do it first, so that way it's all better. Oh, for sure, yeah, I know, I hear that's my favorite show, the Muppets. So what ends up happening is the feminist snowplow fell apart, threw the country into chaos last week. Nothing got plowed. It all went south. It all went crazy. Because the leftist Green Party wanted to give the chance for the women to plow first and foremost focus on the things that they were using and not the things that everybody else used. Now, mind you, women take the bus and women drive cars too, just not the frequency that men do. And it threw the city in the country into chaos because they didn't have a way. It went with theory, right? The theory. And this is the thing, right? I mean, it's funny and it's stupid at the same time, but it's also sad. And this is where the left, I think, gets a lot of stuff wrong. Is the left tends to like things in theory. They read it in a book and they think it should work. That's why President Obama had so much trouble along the way. It wasn't just always the Republicans were in this way. That happened a lot too. But it was also that what you find is the things in theory or just that theory. The things that they try to put to work, it works perfectly inside of a book. But the truth is, we don't live inside of a book. We live in reality. And the reality is that a good portion of these things don't work. Somebody said of something about the left Green Party over there, this is what they do. Everything's about a theory. The theory of climate change, the theory of gender equality, the theory of this, that, and the other. And when you take it outside of the book, it fails. Life doesn't always work the way it's written up. We'll watch football. Most of you out there like football, men and women. Those plays are designed for 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 2 seconds. I drop back, I look, quick slant, boom, I hit somebody. He's not open. Now things break down, people running around, people trying, they're improvising. Because that's what life is. Life is a giant improvisation. We don't know what's going to happen. And I always tell everybody this, the theory thing is, watch the movie Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield. Great movie. Fantastic. Should have won an Academy Award. Rodney was one of a kind. I say that facetiously, but it was a fun movie. He's in a business class. And in theory, this is the way they should do things. This English stodgy professor tells everybody, you're going to make something. Rodney's older. He's back to school with his kid. He raises his hand. He goes, what are we going to make? I don't know. Well, tell me. We're going to make this. So Rodney starts going down all the things that have to happen to make this thing happen. Because you see, most of the time, these people have never done that. They only teach it in theory. They don't teach it in reality. Reality is, there's so many steps to get where your theory is. And along the way, human beings are involved, and along the way, they change the script. It seemed like a nice idea to give the opportunity to give feminists or women the opportunity to walk their kids to school in an easier way to do this than the other. But in truth, all it did was cause a bigger headache. Reality and theory are two different things. Human beings are involved. That's why life is very much about ad-libbing. Always write your future in pencil, not pen, because you'll have to erase it at times and start all over. Speaking of start all over, you need a boost because you're tired. You're one of the millions that reach every day for a soda, one of those nasty energy drinks loaded with sugar. I'm telling you, no. Good health starts with intention. That's why I carry my Super Beats everywhere I go. Everywhere. I love it. Keep it with me. Have some here. Have some at home. Take it. One scoop. Boom. Away I go. Super Beats is a functional food for circulation that you drink. It's loaded with dietary nitrates, which help produce nitric oxide in the body. That's where the real energy comes from. I can get an all-day boost on my energy, and it actually helps support my healthy blood pressure as well. And it doesn't taste bad. Trust me, I'm a taste connoisseur of bad things because I eat like a seven-year-old. Phil, you have a much broader palate than myself.
Absolutely, and I would have eaten the river rat. But, you know, I put my Super Beats in water every morning. I certainly don't drink as much coffee as I used to. I don't get jittery. I don't feel the crash. It tastes great, and it really makes me feel good.
Feeling good? Tasting good? Giving to the boost and energy you need? This is what I want you to do right now. I want you to get online with Super Beats. Check out chadbeats.com. What they're going to do is they're going to give you a 30-day supply free with your first order. You're also going to get nitric oxide indicator strips free to use before and after drinking Super Beats to see if it's working in your body, and a book called Beat the Odds, and all of this comes to you with free shipping. Here's the great part. It's guaranteed or your money back. Guaranteed or your money back. Go to chadbeats.com. That's chadbeats.com or call 800-561-2677. That's 800-561-2677. This stuff works. Go to chadbeats.com or call 800-561-2677. Wrap it up. Chad Benson Show.
I'll take it. Wrap it up. I'll take it. Wrap it up. I'll take it.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
TMZ is reporting that Kanye West has been hospitalized for psychiatric evaluation. According to law enforcement sources, cops responded to the call for a welfare check. He wasn't at his home at the time. Told paramedics also responded, ended up transporting Kanye to the hospital by ambulance. Sources connected to Kanye tell us he was getting checked out by one of his doctors, severe sleep deprivation, and decided that his doctor then decided he needed to be, how should we say this? Let's just say he needed to enjoy some time away from the compound. So Kanye.
Exhaustion.
I'm telling you, man, it's Kardashians. It is. It is the card. Look what they did to Bruce. First of all, they killed the first Kardashian. Chad, you're being a jerk. That other guy that's married to the Chloe or whatever, the Courtney. He's drunk all the time. Poor Scott guy, right? He can't seem to escape him, right? Caitlyn Jenner. I mean, it's exhausting. It's got to be absolutely 110% exhausting. Chad, you're being a poor jerk.
Well,
by the way,
if you talk to Kanye, he'd probably say it's exhausting being as intelligent and as good as he is.
Yeah, well, he is a genius, so you know that's his funny thing. By the way, he says when he goes into like what you have to fill that thing out when you're flying, like what are you here for kind of thing, what do you declare? And one of the things he says he likes to declare that he's a genius. But after that rant stuff, apparently he's going to lose $30 million. $30 million just for what's left of this tour.
See, and this is, you know, he proves to his fans that money isn't everything and that he cares.
Yeah, there you go. You know what? I don't know what goes through his head. I mean, let's be real. Let's say he is a musical genius, right? Let's be real. We don't give Prince the same kind of crap that we give Kanye. Prince was a genius. Musically, he was, but he was off the rocker at times. He was. We look at Kanye in a much different way because we're like, oh, he's married to a Kardashian. He can't be that smart. Poor guy. This, they are saying, is going to be the most stressful Thanksgiving ever. That's what they're reporting. They are saying that it is going to be the most stressful Thanksgiving because of the political climate and what just took place with the election. You get together with family and friends, many of them you haven't seen since the last holidays, and what ends up happening? You start talking about stuff, and then somebody's going to go, what'd you think of the election? And then somebody, Aunt Elma, Grandma Gums, Grandpa Gums, somebody's going to say something that's going to piss the young kids off. Next thing you know, your mom's like, don't talk about politics. Don't talk. Put some, and that's what happens.
And this is why I don't say anything when I go to Thanksgiving dinner with my parents.
I try not to say anything. And look, I go places. People ask me questions. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? What do you think about this? I get it. The beauty of it is if I do see my family this year, which I don't know, we're not a close people. I don't know. I doubt we'll talk a lot of politics. Luckily, there's enough kids around there we won't talk. I don't know. But stressful indeed. Keep your head down, kids. Grab the big chicken leg because you can defend – turkey leg. You can defend yourself. Solid fun show today. The Chad Benson Show Facebook at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can also text the show. Love it when you do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. I will always answer it for you. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Short week. Tomorrow's our Friday. We got a lot of fun stuff. Have yourself a wonderful rest of your Monday night. As always, night, night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.